Washington, this is VOA News. Global climate change reached an international conference in Peru. Big crackdown on Turkey media offices. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon says that a global climate change agreement reached Sunday in Peru now sets the stage for a universal and meaningful deal next year, even as environmental groups attack the Lima Pact as weak. The Lima Agreement was adopted hours after earlier drafts were rejected by developing countries who accused wealthy nations of shirking their responsibilities to fight global warming and pay for its impacts. The final draft, however, alleviated those concerns, with language saying countries have common but differentiated responsibilities to deal with global warming. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, authorities say at least 129 people are dead after a boat capsized on a remote lake in the country's southeast. The transport minister for Congo's Katanga province announced the increased death toll Sunday, saying a number of women and children were among the victims. There are 232 known survivors. The accident occurred last Thursday night in northern Katanga province. The boat was carrying passengers between Katanga and South Kivu province. Officials are saying that strong winds and overloading might have been factors in the boat's sinking. The top U.S. and Russian diplomats are meeting in Rome in a new bid to ease tensions in Ukraine, but their latest talks are complicated by U.S. legislation, which calls for military aid to be sent to forces in Kiev fighting pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. A tentative new ceasefire has been in place since last week in eastern Ukraine, with the fighting greatly reduced. This is VOA News. The U.S. Congress gave its final approval for a massive $1.1 trillion government spending plan for most of 2015. That ends a threat that the federal government could have shut down again if the legislation was not passed. The measure approved late Saturday in the Senate by a vote of 56-40, following a vote last week in the House of Representatives, funds the government through the current budget year, which ends next September. The bill now heads to the White House, where President Obama has said he will sign it into law. The president says the funding bill includes provisions, though, that he does not like. But Mr. Obama says there are other parts that ensure progress would continue on health insurance, climate change, early childhood education, and job growth. Turkish police raided some of the country's largest media companies and arrested at least 24 journalists and former senior police officers. The detentions are part of an operation against followers of a Turkish Islamic cleric living in the United States. The crackdown was ordered by Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones reports.
Hundreds of people chanted the media will not be silenced as police raided Zaman newspaper in Istanbul. Staff clapped in support of the paper's chief executive, Ekrem Dumanlu, as he was taken away by police. Dumanlu said that those who oppress the media and prevent freedom of expression will be remembered as tyrants. Similar raids were carried out against TV channel Samanyolu, and its senior officials and staff were detained. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan last week reiterated accusations that followers of Turkish Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen run what he called a parallel state in Turkey and are plotting a coup against him and his government. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The European Union condemned the raid, saying they are incompatible with the freedom of media. The U.S. State Department also voiced concern, urging Ankara to make sure the operation does not violate its core values of media freedom and judicial independence. An American citizen appeared at a news conference in North Korea to denounce U.S. domestic and foreign policy and its human rights record. Speaking in Pyongyang, 29-year-old Arturo Pierre Martinez from El Paso in the western state of Texas said he entered North Korea illegally and wants to seek asylum in Venezuela. It's not clear how Martinez got into North Korea or whether he will be allowed to leave. Pyongyang is reported to have said he entered the country from China last month. Martinez's mother, Patricia Martinez, told CNN her son is bipolar and that he had traveled to China in November, shortly after his release from a psychiatric hospital. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.